Voters in Hong Kong go to the polls on Sunday to choose a new legislative council. It sounds routine, but nothing is really routine in this former British colony. For one thing, it's the only part of China that has real elections. And now there's a growing campaign for independence. The World's Patrick Nguyen is following events from Bangkok. So what is at stake here, Patrick?
Well, there's 7 million people voting to fill out 70 seats in this legislature, a legislature that's actually created back in the colonial era when the British ran Hong Kong. These days, it's mostly stacked with pro-Beijing, pro-business types, and Beijing has a way of making sure that this legislative council doesn't contain any radicals, anyone who really wants to rock the boat.
We know China places such huge value on Hong Kong. What chance does this independence movement have?
I would say nil. Yeah. There was a poll that's
pretty straight up and down.
There was a poll that suggests 1 in 6 people in Hong Kong favor independence, which sounds like enough. Then you consider the fact that 50% of the people in the poll said no way, and then only 4% in the poll said they even thought it was possible. So I think you have people out there that embrace the fantasy of independence and they like the notion, but realistically they know it's just not going to happen.
And yet the young activists who are behind this, they are super committed. I mean, they cut their teeth in those heady pro-democracy protests in the streets of Hong Kong 2 years ago that pretty much stopped the city in its tracks. Tell us about some of these young activists.
You know, advocating for independence, you know, Hong Kong as a new country, that is still pretty radical and pretty fringe. What these activists are trying to do is loosen Beijing's grip on the election process.
Now, there's also kind of mainstream opposition people who've been standing up to China for years, people like lawmaker Emily Lau. They're pretty pragmatic when it comes to this sort of stuff. Are they behind the independence movement?
You will not hear them say Hong Kong should be an independent country. You really won't. That's still a little far out.
They believe it?
They might. Some of them. They know better than to say it, because once you say that, you're disqualified. You're out. You can't be a politician anymore. So they would be throwing everything that the power that they have gained down the toilet.
So, Patrick, one story you've done this week focuses on another group in Hong Kong. These are people who are campaigning not just for independence. They're going beyond that. They're calling for a restoration of British control. Like, they want to go back to pre-1997 and the days of the British Empire. Are they for real?
I know it's laughable, but they're completely serious. Yes, they want Hong Kong to go back to being a British colony. And the degree to which they fetishize the colonial era is interesting. They're very fond of the queen. They like to call her the boss. They actually stand out on the street corners in Hong Kong drinking tea and eating biscuits and trying to educate Hong Kongers about the Magna Carta. And they like to wave around the Union Jack. And they're interesting.
So, I mean, with these elections coming up, what's the risk of more protests in the future, the near future?
The young activists that I've talked to are very much focused on gaining a foothold in these elections. So if the elections don't go their way or they feel that there's manipulation, then you might see more protests. Now, you are seeing gatherings in Hong Kong now. There was actually a very shocking gathering that was pro-independence that attracted about 2,000 people not too long ago. And you would even have people in that crowd that were waving not the British flag, but the Hong Kong colonial flag, which looks like the Union Jack with a special seal for Hong Kong. You know, this is pretty provocative stuff in Beijing's eyes. However, the crowds aren't so big and they're not so disruptive that Beijing feels like they need to really move in there and squash them.
The World's Patrick Nguyen in Bangkok. Thanks so much, Patrick.
Thanks, Marco.